Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Today we are going to be focusing on the news of the past week from Santan and Queen Creek. So if you're ready, let's get going. Our first article is entitled Around Chandler, week of November 18, 2024. This was posted in the Santan Sun on November 17, 2024. No author is listed. Cornhole Fest 24, AIDS Foundation. Cornhole Fest 24, a tournament for the game's enthusiasts aimed at raising money for the Sedalia or Memorial Fund to Advance Women in Science, will be held at 10 a.m. November 23rd at Arizona Prep College, 4477 South Gilbert Road in Chandler. There will be raffles, prizes, and auctions, and the public is invited. Fee for participation is $60 per team. The Sedalia or Memorial Scholarship Fund is named after a Chandler teen who died in 2023 at age 16. Register information, you can go to info@sedeliaorfund, sedeliaorrfund.org, or you can call 602-318-5518, or you can go to another website, sedeliaorfund.org. Next is Walk for Unit, scheduled at Desert Breeze Park in Chandler, December 7th. The annual Walk for Unity will be held 9 a.m. to noon, December 7th, at Desert Breeze Park in Chandler with a theme titled, quote, The Equality of Women and Men, end quote. Quote, the annual Walk for Unity event provides an opportunity for community members to interact with many others who may be different from themselves and to build lasting friendships, end quote, organizers said in a release. Quote, this event focuses on eliminating prejudice by spotlighting and sharing the richness of the East Valley community's diverse culture, end quote. Participants are asked to bring a new household item to the free event that will be donated to My Sister's Place, a domestic violence shelter in Chandler. For information, you can go to Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R, the number 4, change.org. Chandler Unified has first school choice fair. Chandler Unified School District is proud to be the premier district of choice with personalized learning experiences to meet the needs of every student. In that vein, the district is holding a fair 5:30 to 7 p.m. November 20th at the district office, 1525 West Fry Road, Chandler, where participants can check out every school's unique offerings. Some of the programming includes gifted, dual language immersion, classical, career and technical education, fine arts, athletics, and more. Toy Drive to Help Chronically Ill Kids. The Armor Foundation for Kids is hosting its fifth annual Toy Drive for children with chronic or life-altering diseases in the Banner Children's at Desert Pediatric ICU and Oncology Unit in Mesa. A brand new toy can mean the world to a sick kid, and as parents who have been through this, we know what a difference that can make, especially for those who spend several weeks in hospital, said Jennifer Armor, Foundation founder. While we are often helping with families' medical expenses, we also always like to do something extra for the holidays and are overjoyed by the amount of local businesses who are helping us give back to these children and their families. Chandler drop-off locations include Doghouse Beer Garden, 2780 West Chandler Boulevard, Good Time Charlie's, 6045 West Chandler Boulevard, and Momo's Mercantile, 5865 West Ray Road. For a full list of locations and needs, you can go to armorfoundation.org/toy drive, or you can call 480-257-3254. The 29th Annual Quilts Exhibit at Vision Gallery, quote, Art Quilts, Impact, end quote, is on view through January 19th at Vision Gallery, 10 East Chicago Street in Chandler, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is free. The exhibit showcases art quilts that have a bold visual impact and message. Fiber artists from across the country and abroad were invited to submit to this annual exhibition of contemporary art quilts, showcasing some of the finest textile art on display in the southwestern United States. Inspiration for these quilts comes from pop art, comics, mass culture, mid-century modern design, and graphic design. Wendy Raisinen, exhibition juror, said jurying the work into the show was like opening a gift after gift of bold ideas, color, and design. Quilting is an effective and beautiful way to make a powerful statement. These talented artist quilters have produced gorgeous pieces that will leave a lasting impression. For information, you can go to visiongallery.org or call 480-782-2695. Chandler Museum offering two new exhibits. Quote, Away From Home, American Indian Boarding School Stories, end quote, explores off-reservation boarding schools in an exhibit on view through January 5th at Chandler Museum. Beginning in the 1870s, the U.S. government attempted to educate and assimilate American Indians into, quote, civilized, end quote, society by placing children of all ages from thousands of homes and hundreds of diverse tribes in distant residential boarding schools. Many were forcibly taken from their families and communities and stripped of all signs of, quote, Indianness, end quote, even forbidden to speak their own languages amongst themselves. Up until the 1930s, students were trained for domestic work and trade in a highly regimented environment. Many children went years without familial contact, and these events had a lasting generational impact. This exhibition was adapted from the permanent exhibition at the Heard Museum in Phoenix. This exhibition is advised for more mature audience members, grades 8 to adult. Meanwhile, the museum is offering a, quote, Marvelosity, end quote, an exhibit by one of the greatest artists in the field of comic books, Alex Ross. For nearly 30 years, he has revitalized classic superheroes into works of fine art by illustrating characters including Spider-Man, Captain America, Iron Man, Storm from the X-Men, the Avengers, Black Panther, and many more. In addition to enjoying some of Ross's most famous artworks, visitors will also learn how Alex Ross developed his skills in illustration through his childhood drawings, preliminary sketches, paintings, and 3D head busts of Marvel characters. Two programs are related to the exhibit. The first is Night at the Museum, Superhero Edition, 7 to 9 p.m. November 23rd, where guests can enjoy mocktails, sweet treats, music, comic art vendors, photo opportunities, and more. Admission is free, but reserve your spot on Eventbrite. History Bites, noon to 12:30 p.m. December 3rd, will feature, quote, Amazing Arizona Comics Behind Arizona's Own Superheroes, end quote, presented by Russ Kazmierczyk Jr., while Our Stories, 10:30 a.m. to noon on December 14th, will feature, quote, From Comic Book Fan to Comic Book Creator, end quote, presented by Ryan Cody. The Chandler Museum is at 300 South Chandler Village Drive. It is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m., and closed on Mondays. Admission is free. For information, you can reach out to chandlermuseum.org or call 480-782-2717. End of story. Our next article is entitled Queen Creek District Student Athletes Commit to Colleges. This was posted November 18th, 2024 on the Queen Creek Independent. No author is listed. Eight high school student athletes from the Queen Creek Unified School District are moving forward in their athletic endeavors. Students from Queen Creek High School and Chrisman High School recently signed with colleges and universities. The following QCHS have committed to their new school's athletic programs. Izzy Mahaffey, volleyball, California State, Long Beach, California. Halina Bowers, volleyball, University of North Florida, Jacksonville, Florida. Kiana Landers, volleyball, California State, Bakersfield, Bakersfield, California. Zane Spears, swim, Adams State University, Alamosa, Colorado. Alex Gamboa, baseball, Loyola Marymount University, Los Angeles, California. Gabriella Ciavatone, lacrosse, Rockhurst University, Kansas City, Missouri. From CHS, Kenny Wilsford, baseball, Eastern Arizona College, Thatcher, Arizona, and David Poldonian, baseball, Ottawa University, Surprise, Arizona. End of story. You are listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today, we are focusing on the news of the past week for Santan and Queen Creek. My name is Leslie Hunt. I am your volunteer reader. Continuing on, our next article is entitled Queen Creek Hometown Hero for November. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, November 17, 2024. No author is listed. Laura Cox wants to get kids moving. The K through 6th physical education teacher at Faith Mather Sossaman Elementary School is devoted to making sure students exercise their bodies along with their brains. Her devotion paid off when she earned an honorable mention at the Arizona Educational Foundation's 2025 Teacher of the Year Awards in October. Cox has served as a teacher for 18 years, 8 of them at FMSE. Her name, Laura Cox, age 40, town and neighborhood. I have lived in Santan Valley for over 12 years, but I teach at Faith Mather Sossaman in the Queen Creek Unified School District. Sossaman is located in the Meridian community. I am currently in my 8th year in QCUSD. When and why I moved here? My now husband and I moved to Arizona from Wisconsin in 2007 because I took a job teaching at Mountain Vista K through 8 in the Coolidge Unified School District, now part of Florence District. I moved to Arizona for the job without having ever visited the state before. It was quite a leap. What I like most about living here? I've grown to love the natural beauty of the surrounding mountains, lakes, and the breathtaking sunrises and sunsets. My favorite part of living here is the opportunity to enjoy outdoor activities during those cooler mornings and months. My family enjoys the parks and facilities in Queen Creek, and you can find us at the soccer fields, football fields, trails, or at Arizona Athletic Grounds every weekend. What I do? I'm one of the physical education teachers at Faith Mather Sossaman Elementary School, currently in my 18th year teaching in Arizona. I've also coached various sports, including running clubs, soccer, basketball, softball, volleyball, and flag football. Professional background highlights? In May of 2007, I graduated from the University of Wisconsin, La Crosse, with a Bachelor of Science degree in School Health Education and Exercise Sport Science. Teaching, I earned my National Board Certification in 2021. I was a TAP mentor teacher, and I've been a PBIS, Positive Behavioral Intervention Supports, coordinator in 3 districts. My commitment to promoting and advocating physical education has led me to serve as president of the Arizona Health and Physical Education Association. I also enjoy facilitating professional development opportunities focused on team building and, quote, learning through movement, end quote. What I like most about what I do? I love everything. Every day I get to witness the joy of learning as students discover new skills, overcome challenges, use their creativity, make connections, and develop a love for movement, from planning engagement lessons to the excitement of those aha moments to the simple pleasure of sharing a smile or a hug. My job is truly fulfilling. I cherish the relationships I've built with my students, colleagues, and the community. My job is more than just a profession. It's a passion that drives me to continue growing and learning alongside my students. What does being nominated for this category mean to you? This community is very special to me as I have really enjoyed teaching and working in Queen Creek the past 8 years. To be recognized is humbling, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to be part of such a supportive and inspiring school, district, and community. What do you think you bring to the local community that makes it better? I hope that I help bring positivity and a love for movement for all. We encourage our families to get involved with students by inviting them to join activities at the school, like our annual jingle jog, running club practices, field day events, bring your hero to PE days, and even some of the students' quote, homework, end quote. Also, at FMSE, our mission is to, quote, inspire and prepare students to become lifelong learners who will make a positive difference in our community, end quote. We do this by leading by example. What would you tell people about why it's important to make a difference in Queen Creek? Queen Creek is a special place where there is a small-town feel even as it continues to grow. It's history, with landmarks like Schneff Farms and the Olive Mill, and the people are what make the difference. Positivity and kindness are contagious, and making a difference will help ensure Queen Creek remains a place where families can happily raise their children, our future. Changes I'd like to see in this area? Less construction. In all honesty, I hope that the community continues to see the value in supporting Queen Creek schools and the fine arts programs / classes and physical education. My family, my husband Brandon, and I have 3 amazing children who attend Queen Creek schools. Braylon, 13, Briley, 11, and Brayton, 5. We also have a chocolate lab named Aspen. My interests and hobbies, spending time with my family, playing soccer, exploring nature, traveling, and cheering on all Wisconsin sports teams. People who inspired me and how. My family and my friends played a crucial role in shaping who I am today. My older siblings served as role models, demonstrating the importance of hard work and dedication. My parents, particularly my mom's passion for teaching high school math and my dad's commitment to his physical health, inspired me to pursue my own interests. Their support allowed me to explore various activities while growing up, which ultimately led me into teaching and physical education. My own children and my students now inspire me daily. My guiding philosophy: I hope to equip my students with the skills, confidence, and competence to guide them on their lifelong movement journey. My goal is not for the students to remember me, but to be the teacher whose lessons they carry with them forever. My advice to today's youth: get outside. Step out of your comfort zone. Stay away from social media and video games. Spend time in nature and with people. Explore. Use your creativity. End of story. The Queen Creek Independent is pleased to announce Laura Cox as the November 2024 Hometown Hero bestowed in the category of Educator. The Queen Creek Independent, along with East Valley Institute of Technology and the Queen Creek Olive Mill, salute Ms. Cox as this month's Queen Creek Hometown Heroes Awards recipient. End of story. Our next story is entitled Around the Bloomin' Town, Every Living Creature Deserves Freedom. This was written by Judy Bloom, Tribune columnist, and posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, November 14th, 2024. Elections are often about freedom. It's what we all want. The ability to live freely, go where we want to, speak our minds, not be oppressed, and be able to engage in the pursuit of happiness. This is the fabric of our democracy that we will fight and die to maintain. Freedom is something that once experienced, we want to liberate others so they can experience it too. Oh, Quilty, we know exactly how you feel. The rogue cat who resided in an animal shelter in Houston became an internet sensation when he set all the other shelter cats free from their cages every night. He even let a few doggies out to join the fun. Finally, the shelter staff had to set up video surveillance to see what was happening. They were tired of having to catch 15 cats and a few dogs every morning that were running free. Finally, they had to put Quilty in solitary confinement and lock the door. Not exactly the punishment this freedom lover deserved. He was only trying to give the other animals the exhilarating experience of no constraints or barriers. Go walk, run, jump, play, rest, and do as you please. Quote, "Free Quilty," end quote, has become the battle cry for freedom seekers all over the world. He finally did get adopted. I had a horse named Angel, who was also against confinement of any kind. It took me a long time to figure out how every one of my horses was getting out of their stalls. One night, I put a night vision camera in the barn breezeway. Angel nudged the latch open on her stall and then did the same for the other horses. One eventful day, I heard the distinct sound of thundering hoofs galloping up my country road. No idea where they were going, just glad to be free. After the roundup, I learned about locks. There is a 22-year-old white Arabian horse in Germany named Jenny who also likes her freedom. For the past 14 years, Jenny has made the long walk alone into Frankfurt and strolls the streets, visiting shopkeepers, stopping by the train station, and pausing for pictures and treats. She has a note attached to her halter that reads, quote, "My name is Jenny. I am not lost. I am friendly," end quote. Jenny will not be restrained in a barn. Life is too short to hold Jenny back, so she walks 20 miles a day to be free. The Pilgrims made a harrowing journey from England, then to Holland, and sailed across the ocean to a faraway land. Propelled by the desire to have religious freedom, they also wanted a better life for their children and more economic opportunities. They dreamed of a free land with few restraints and made the journey with hope and courage. As Thanksgiving approaches, we are grateful for our family, friends, and country. We just had an election. Perhaps we are divided, but we seem to be united in our pursuit of freedom. And we respect every living creature who unlocks the gate to live and walk free. End of story. Judy Bloom is a writer and a local realtor. Contact her at judy@judybloom.com or visit aroundthebloomintown.com. End of story. Our next article is entitled Queen Creek Group Gathers to Embrace Religious Freedom. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, November 16th, 2024, and written by Haley Studebaker. Community members from across the Southeast Valley recently gathered to explore the connection between religious freedom and broader freedoms for all. The interfaith event took place November 10th at Chrisman High School and featured speakers, community leaders, and a musical performance. This event's keynote speaker, Stephen T. Collis, a law professor at the University of Texas, discussed religious liberty, highlighting how this freedom fosters a foundation for individual rights across society. Collis emphasized that religious freedom safeguards other personal liberties and plays a vital role in preserving democracy and respect for diverse beliefs. Queen Creek Councilman Brian McClure led the meeting, guiding attendees through the program. Jennifer Revolt, president of the Queen Creek Unified School District Governing Board and member of Rock Point Church, and John Lewis, former mayor of Gilbert and a regional ecclesiastical leader in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also shared their thoughts. Both leaders underscored the role of respect, community engagement, and open dialogue in maintaining freedoms. Participants expressed their enthusiasm for future gatherings, recognizing the need for continued discussions about religious freedom and its role in a fair and open society. It was a wonderful evening full of music, profound words, and thoughtful questions on a topic that is dear to my heart, religious freedom, Melissa Bocut, a community member, said. I hope to see other events like this in the future. End of story. Haley Studebaker is a community outreach specialist for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. End of story. Our next article is entitled New Earnhardt Chevrolet Opens in Queen Creek. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, November 13, 2024. No author was listed. Earnhardt Chevrolet has opened its newest dealership in Queen Creek. The 70,000 square foot facility at 24645 South Ellsworth Road, near the intersection of Cloud and Ellsworth Roads, opened on November 7th. The dealership relocated from Chandler. We are truly thrilled to open the doors to our Chevy store in Queen Creek, stated Derby Earnhardt, dealer principal at Earnhardt Chevrolet, in a press release. This community is growing rapidly, and our family-run dealership group is proud to be a part of it. It's our second dealership here. My parents live here. My siblings and I grew up here. Earnhardt Chevrolet offers a selection of new and used Chevrolet vehicles, as well as a service department and parts center. In addition to the full lineup of 2025 Chevrolets for the individual drivers, the dealership will work with the business community to provide new Chevrolet trucks, vans, and other commercial vehicles, the release continued. Quote, selling and servicing vehicles is obviously part of what we do, end quote, stated Jason Gord, general manager of the dealership, in the release. Quote, but we also like to get out in the community, supporting those that support us. So look for our involvement with important community events, along with sponsorships of our schools and athletic programs here in Queen Creek, end quote. Earnhardt Chevrolet's sales department is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The service department is open Monday through Saturday. End of story. Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News for Santan and Queen Creek. My name is Leslie Hunt, your volunteer reader. Stay tuned for the Arizona Republic, coming up next on Sun Sounds of Arizona.